Hi, I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. Welcome to Seller Notes.
You know, it wasn't 30 years ago, probably, that I tried my first Viognier, which was a Condrieu. And it was a grape that you never saw anywhere. And it has become hugely popular. It's all over the place right now. And you're going to tell us some stuff that maybe goes with the fall.
I think Viognier is a very good wine for the fall and early winter. It seems to match up really well with a lot of foods that we're eating. And I tasted several, both a standalone Viognier and more it's being used in blends. Let me tell you what I came across, you. First of all, from Australia, Derenberg's The Hermit Crab Viognier Marsan Blend. 2020, $20 for this one. I like it a lot. Derenberg's quite an accomplished property. They handle the Southern Rhone varietals very well. This is a very dry white with the kind of subtle flavors that make it very food friendly. Let's start with the aroma of apple blossoms, lime peel, and iris flowers. There's also a touch of bitterness in the aroma that repeats in the flavors. I find the lime peel also repeating, and along with underripe white peaches and a bittersweet finish that strongly resembled, of all things, quinine water. There's abundant acidity to balance this wine, and I just thought it was great. Now, underpinning all of it is a consistent streak of minerality. It sort of ties everything together, and I just think it's a great wine. At $20, this is my wine value of the week. Think the world of this one. Let's go to France, where Viognier originated, and we'll go to Château de Trignon in the Côte d'Aron, and this is their standalone Viognier from 2020. This one strikes me as a classic French Viognier. It's sort of a bottle of contradictions. It's tart with sweet fruit. It's fleshy, but also has some lean structure. It's soft, but it has sharp acidity. Kind of interesting. The aroma is textbook with papaya, honey, melon, and minerality. And the flavors are kind of a complex sequence of honey, pears, lime zest, minerals, and a bitter finish. All in all, a very intriguing wine, very food-friendly, and at $24, well-priced. That's Château de Trignon. I thought it was a quality wine. It's also being used in blends increasingly in the Côte d'Aron. Originally, it wasn't there, and it's not even allowed in Châteauneuf-du-Pape, although it does appear in the Côte Rôti, which is kind of interesting, but it's catching on quite a bit as a blending partner. This is the Famille Gaudet's Fond du Vin Côte d'Aron Blanc from 2020, only $21. It's 40% Viognier and 20% each of white grapes Claret, Grenache Blanc, and Rousseau. And this has become sort of the classic white Côte d'Aron blend with the addition of the Viognier. This bottle is a sure bet for people who love a bone dry white. The fresh aroma smells of spring flowers and lime. And on the palate, the wine is smooth and light bodied. It truly is bone dry with good acidity. And there are hints of melon, pears, and minerality throughout. It finishes long and clean, an ideal wine for shellfish, especially oysters. And it's a great time of year to have something that goes well with oysters. So that's the Fond du Vin Côte d'Aron Blanc. Hugh, we're going to put all of these wines on the website so people can look it up and maybe go shopping. I think you'll enjoy it. Getting acquainted with Viognier, it's a good thing to do.
I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Seller Notes on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.